Hi and happy holidays, everybody. It's JJ, the IP Defender. Thank you so much for listening to our show the past few months. We can't wait to start back up again and bring you more content in the new year. What you're about to listen to is a collection of bloopers and outtakes that I've pulled from the first few months of the pod. We're excited about the future of the podcast and would love to build an even stronger community of geeks in this new year. We'll see you all very soon.
Here we go.
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Look alive.
Okay, so today we are gathered here to go over what we believe. Today we're gathered here for...
ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here.
Marriage is what brings us together.
Okay, and then I'm sure you have a background.
No, actually, I don't, because I figured the DVC we already... So, like, the first section is kind of background.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So I'm just gonna start off by saying
on our last episode.
Oh yeah, actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah, on our last episode, we talked about
previously on Reedy Geeks.
We're gonna talk about. We're gonna focus on like our individual story.
Okay, here we go. Previously on Reedy Geeks.
Saying in your normal voice.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, that was fair.
That's going to the blooper reel.
Usually have ChatGPT make up my... no, I'm just kidding. He's not getting it all.
No, he's not getting it all.
Historical context via ChatGPT. Do we have to start crediting ChatGPT?
No.
Do we owe them a commission?
Okay, so I have some historical context here for pre-shows.
Okay. Wait, is that during this record? Are you saying that?
No, I'm not saying that.
You're just saying that you want to. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you should say it though.
Okay. Well, from the very beginning, from the beginning of time,
since the dawn of time,
since the dawn of time, Ted, man has struggled.
Oh, all right. Pre-shows. I got another thing from ChatGPT here. The holidays at Disney bring an extra sparkle to the fireworks.
Sparkle. You know you can edit the things that he says, right?
It's in there. I have to say it.
I did edit it, and I missed that because that is too
why
much.
Does it want me to say this?
I guess it's appropriate.
In ChatGPT, I trust.
We celebrate Walt Disney World on this podcast as a kingdom of enchantment and entertainment. However, its grounds have also quietly witnessed moments of real-world history that blend the magical with the monumental. Over the years, the parks and resorts have served as a backdrop. Over the years, the parks and resorts have served as a backdrop.
This is making a bloopers episode.
Over the years, the parks and resorts have served as a backdrop for events that shaped politics, culture, and even sports, becoming an unexpected stage where fantasy intersects with reality. Today, we'll dive into these lesser-known stories, exploring the ways Walt Disney World has subtly etched its place in the annals of history.
God, I would have loved it if you said annals of history.
That's also going on in this episode. That's one man's dream.
So, you know, they're trying to make Epcot have an identity, and I think they want to keep the edumatainment.
Oh, it's on its way for sure now.
Yeah. Did you say edumatainment?
I said edumatainment.
I think purposely, though.
Yes. I did say that purposely. Okay. So education.
That will thoroughly confuse our listeners that don't know what edutainment is.
Or so, edumacation.
Edumacation. No, edumatainment.
Edutainment.
Edutainment.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke about edumacation.
Yeah.
And saying
like the Simpsons.
Yeah. No, edutainment.
Edutainment. Right, you said edumatainment three or four times.
All right, I want to go back.
That's a good blooper.
Edutainment. So we
we, spoiler alert, went the next year again, right? I know for me, we Emily and I saw a special for teachers. Emily and I are both teachers, that we could stay at a Disney Springs resort for pretty cheap. But then actually we talked to your dad about staying off property at one of his a vacation club that he's a part of, right? Now your father is a...
Correct.
My father-in-law, your yes. father.
I was going to say, the previous, did you guys explain in the previous episode?
We
the
have
relationship
explained
here?
The yeah. relationship. Yeah. But let's just quickly yeah. go over this. Yeah. Michael is Andrew's brother-in-law.
Right.
Andrew is my brother-in-law.
That's how I say it?
I think you say both ways.
That's your line, yes.
That's a line.
That's the line.
That's the line.
Michael is my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Andrew is my brother-in-law. Yeah. I am Groot.
We are Groot?
My wife is Michael's sister.
My wife is Andrew's brother-in-law? My wife.
This is cheese.
This is crackers. No, it's also cheese.
I want to go back. I want to go back.
Is this cake?
So we
this
stayed.
Is what happens when you're drinking. Really yeah.
You go on to the Disney Vacation Club website. You book the room, and you put in there the name Sean Murphy, right? And then Sean Murphy pays you money.
We're doxing my last name here. That's okay, though.
Oh.
No, it's actually said at the end of every episode.
It's said at the end of every episode.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sean's never listened to the show before. Which is true.
Yeah, I say Reedy Geeks.
Oops.
At the end of every episode, I say Reedy Geeks is executive produced by Andrew Schopey, JJ Hefner, and Sean Murphy.
Actually, no. He doesn't really? He doesn't say our last names. He just says your last name.
Yeah, I say Reedy Geeks is executive produced by JJ, Andrew, and Sean Murphy. Sean
Michael Murphy.
It's yeah. tough, but I think that's the one. Although I would be willing to banish Small World as well.
I think Small World you got to keep for posterity reasons. But
right, it's too much of a classic.
Yeah, yeah. But Caballeros, I would get Ooh. Rid of definitely.
Caballeros.
Caballeros. You got to say it right.
What did I say?
Caballeros. I don't know what the hell that is.
Caballero?
Yeah.
Yeah. Caballeros.
Caballero.
Caballeros.
Okay, Caballeros.
Say it again.
Caballeros.
There you go.
All right.
No.
Yeah, you said yawning. To
yawning? Okay, so to our listeners,
well,
I meant yearning.
Yearning. And
well,
yawning.
I was going to cut the yawning part and just use the dreaming of.
Thank
but
you.
But now this is all going in the bloopers episode.
I can't wait for this bloopers.
Yawning to go back.
I think we're going to hear more from me in that bloopers episode than we're actually going to hear from me in this episode.
That's a guarantee. Which
is, oh, my God.
It's just, what did he take? What did it take him like 10 minutes to say right the last time?
Oh, edutainment? No.
It was cap. Oh, I'm not going to say it again. The Caballeros. No,
three Caballeros.
Caballeros. Caballeros. Three Caballeros.
Wait, that happened this morning.
I know. I know. Still,
yeah, three Caballeros. Okay. Caballeros. Okay, say it. Caballeros.
Caballeros.
Oh, but you
Maleficent.
That with,
Maleficent.
You Maleficent.
Maleficent. Maleficent.
You kept saying Maleficent. Maleficent.
Maleficent.
That too.
Maleficent.
Maleficent. Oh, my God.
Maleficent. I got to go back in. I got to dig through that because that's not... That's before I decided I was going to collect stuff.
Like, it was so bad that we couldn't just let it go. Like, if every now and then he'll say, it's like, yeah, no one's going to. But he kept saying Maleficent. And it was like, you said it like four times.
Like saying
stop.
Layer instead of layers. Oh, shit.
Well, you said layer instead of lair.
Is she snoring? My dog is snoring. It's so cute. So cute.
So now we know the podcast is really boring.
Oh, man.
You may be more likely to stay at one of the more affordable You may stay at one of the more affordable resorts.
Yes. Something else you could do with your points is you can transfer your points into
the cloud.
The cloud.
Into crypto, into Dogecoin.
Disney is getting involved in the blockchain.
This is
okay.
It's called Mousecoin.
Do they even have brick and mortar stores anymore?
Yeah, like physical,
like Target,
and Best Buy and Barnes and Noble.
There's not actual Costco locations anymore. I know Costco's still around.
Do you really think there are no Targets anymore?
No,
I know you only go to Costco, but there's like four Targets in every town.
I know you only shop at Costco via Instacart.
But yeah.
It still exists as a place.
God, I was so worried that you had nothing on under that.
That's also moisture wicking. He's wearing double moisture wicking shirts.
Does the moisture wicking not cancel each other out?
No, it just moists more. It wicks more moisture.
Oh. He's never been sorry once.
You think he apologized to his wife for leaving his keys at home?
At her dad's house?
So many times. so many times.
I'm still apologizing.
Okay, I gotta get my head around introducing this thing without saying a thousand times.
Literally your first word.
First thing I said.
So we could turn the spotlight off now. Please cut that.
It was getting pretty warm. And I've cut that too. Okay, guys. Do you think we have time for a little game?
There was a lot of BS to cut out of that. So
I know.
How much do we have there?
Oh, sorry. That's just what I say when I.
But the answer is always yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's just my transition.
You're asking us. Oh. Okay.
No. We do. It's 44 minutes right now.
I like when you say like we. There's so much that you're gonna edit out of this. I think we have time.
We're
for
at 44
game.
Minutes.
You're
we have time.
So much out that we might there is gonna be.
There's gonna be probably 10 minutes cut. Is gonna be my guess.
You gotta always convince Sean to play the game.
I never win the games.
You got a chance.
You won last time.
What was that?
2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but then you announced it as like the first time he's ever won a game.
I know. That was like shitty of me.
Let's clap for him.
We should be making a bigger deal about this.
The guy's got nothing going on in his life right now, but he won a game on a podcast.
30 people heard him win a game.
We know 28 of them.
Right.
Hope you're still listening, Mom Fleet.
Oh, I was going to make a joke and say that I hated it, but I know it was great. I learned a ton. Like I said at the end of the episode, maybe you should look into teaching history for a living.
I'll look into that. Yeah. See how long it takes. I can get a job there. That was bad. All right. I want to go back.
Oh, no, it was all staying in now. You acknowledging how poor your response was? That's gold, baby.
All right, Sean. all right, JJ. You want to take us out?
Okay, that'll do it for this special bloopers edition of Reedy Geeks. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and have a very happy holiday season. See you next year.
I think that was a good conversation.
Okay, guys.
I'm like surprised when something goes right.
That was actually kind of good.
We did okay.
They're all bad.
This week's Honest Send-Off comes courtesy of Andrew, Sean, and JJ from the most magical place on Earth.
If you have an Honest Send-Off that you want played at the end of one of our episodes, please submit an audio clip to us via our email address, readygeeks@gmail.com. Reedy Geeks, a Walt Disney World podcast, is hosted and executive produced by Andrew Schoppe, Sean Murphy, and JJ Hefner. Music and audio engineering by JJ Hefner. Bon voyage!